It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Unsettled weather will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest over the next several days, and then we'll look for some drier weather to occur once again. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have some scattered showers around today, and they will likely stay with us as we go forward into the next 24 to 48 hours. There will actually be an increase in precipitation as a deeper low-pressure center begins to form down in Colorado on Thursday, and it will likely work its way northward and bring widespread rain across the Dakotas into Minnesota. There's some interesting forecast model runs out there that suggest this storm system could actually move back to the west. I'm not going to buy into that, but that's what is out there. And if that were to be the case, or be this widespread event across the heart of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and then would all shift back to the west into Montana. I just don't see that happening, but I thought it was interesting and worth mentioning to you. The bottom line, so we will see scattered showers occurring today and tomorrow. The majority of the precipitation today is expected to be quite erratic, and most of us will still be able to see some farm progress taking place across the region, but you'll need to keep an eye on the radar and be ready to shut down for a little while. But the precipitation that occurs over the 24-hour period ending at dawn tomorrow is just not going to be impressive at all. We'll see totals that will run trace amounts upwards to a quarter of an inch most often. There may be a handful of counties in eastern South Dakota or southwestern Minnesota that come in with a quarter to three quarters of an inch, but that's about as great as it gets. Now, on Thursday, things will change a little bit as that deeper low pressure center begins to evolve, and we'll look for a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain across about 60 to 65% of the entire region from the northern plains into Minnesota. That will be followed by additional rain on Friday, and the precipitation will finally come to an end on Saturday. Total amounts of rain for the entire period at this point look like they're going to run mostly in the range of maybe 1 to 2 inches. There will be some spots that'll get around 3/4 of an inch, and there will be a couple of others that may get some totals getting close to 3 inches. So it's going to be hard to determine exactly where the greater precipitation is going to be because of the lack of agreement in the forecast models. But right now, I would suggest that perhaps North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, and a few counties in both the east and westernmost parts of South Dakota will be involved with the greater amounts of rain. The temperatures are going to be warming up. That'll be welcome for a little bit. We do expect to see the afternoon temperatures today working their way up into the 70s to slightly over 80 degrees. But with the cloud cover increasing and the precipitation increasing as well, we will likely see the temperatures coming back down again Thursday and especially Friday and Saturday, with temperatures eventually coming into the 60s and lower 70s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.